I remember several years ago, the department got around some of this, especially the median mowing, by letting farmers go in and basically turning the grass and the medians into hay. Do you still have that going on anywhere?
We continue to have that as a possibility. So if there are folks that are in the agriculture community and are looking for additional hay, we do offer hay permits. They have it. They're no cost, but we want to be sure that we're aware of where they intend to mow and talk with them about any safety issues that we may have a concern with.
Is that used very much anymore? At one time, I thought it was fairly popular, but I haven't seen much evidence in the last few years.
You know, generally, it becomes more popular when we see periods of drought. So when the agricultural community tends to be limited on the grass and hay that they have on their own land, then we tend to see an increase of interest on the roadsides.
But you've kind of spoiled the field because you're starting to run these cables between the four-lane highways these days. Doesn't that kind of get in the way?
Well, I do not believe that we've ever allowed hay mowing on the median. So predominantly, the hay mowing is done on the roadside. We are concerned with the very slow-moving tractors moving in and out of traffic, so we only see those on the lower volume roads. We would not do that on I-70, I-44, 54, those types of things.
63,
yes.
Okay. Does a farmer who wants to cut some grass on the side of the road and bale it up have to pay a fee of any kind, or how far in advance do they have to apply?
There is no fee. Generally, we can work with them within a couple weeks to get them their permit. Usually, we want to, if we're familiar with them, it can happen very quickly. If they have not mowed on our right-of-way before, we would generally like to meet with them to discuss where our culvert pipes are, just so that they're aware that this is mowing a little different than in a flat field.
Yeah, I wouldn't suspect, though, there's a whole lot of that, because it's been a long time since I've ridden on a piece of farm equipment, but as I recall, a lot of our roadsides kind of have a pretty good drop-off to them, so that would limit how much of this farmer could do, wouldn't it?
A lot of it really depends on the part of the state that you're in. So if you're in the more gentle rolling hills of northern Missouri, then we generally see a lot more opportunity for hay in those areas. You know, as you get into the hillier and more Ozark-type area, then there is less.